Pete Kaiser of Bethel, Alaska.
Kaiser maintained a solid lead for the last leg of the race, so it wasn't a surprise when he pulled in at 8:46 a.m. with 9 dogs. After kissing his son, daughter, and wife, he hugged his dad, Ron Kaiser, who just a day before notched a second place finish in the Bogus Creek 150 race.
Nice job.
Thank you.
Yeah. Glad you're here.
Kaiser's a hometown hero, even more so after winning last year's Iditarod. He was surrounded by family, friends, and fans in the race shoot, giving hugs and posing for selfies.
Pete, I gotta get a hug. Congratulations, Pete. We're so proud of you.
Congratulations. Group hug. K300 is always competitive, but this year, Kaiser says the field of elite mushers was especially fierce.
It's just a testament to the competition that comes out here, and dog teams are getting better and better, and there's more good dog drivers. So, yeah, it was just one of those things. I thought there could be 10 teams pulling into Tulaksack on the way down, you know, within minutes of each other. So,
Kaiser credited his win to an exceptional dog team made up of 4 and 5 year olds who are Iditarod veterans and familiar with conditions along the Kuskokwim River. After Kaiser, though, nobody was sure who would come in second.
I don't know who's in the lead. We're gonna have a very close finish here.
Matt Fahler and Richie Deal were running neck and neck in the dark. It was a mystery who would show up first. Resident and former musher Bev Hoffman summed up the anticipation.
There's been other teams that go neck and neck, but this is pretty damn exciting.
Out of the dark and into the race chute sped a long string of dogs and a musher wearing a big blue anorak and a frosty fur ruff.
It looks like we have Matt Fahler of Willow, Alaska, in the finisher chute. Last year's Cusco 300 champion. Looks like he's going to take home second place here in 2020.
About 20 seconds later, Richie Deal from the nearby town of Antioch pulled up directly behind Fahler's team, and the two gave each other a congratulatory hug. For more than 5 hours after leaving Tulaksack, Fahler said it had been an all-out race.
I'm really sweaty, thanks to Richie. We left maybe 14 seconds apart, and I don't think we were separated by more than 3 minutes the whole time. And then for the last 20 miles, he turned his headlamp off, so I thought he got lost. And I relaxed for like a little bit, and then he turned his headlamp on. Man, I started kicking and pulling and running.
Towards the very end of the race, as Deal's team was surging, he says they might have pulled ahead, but for a last-second snarl in the gang line.
It was playing out perfect. I thought I wanted to get close to him coming through Steamboat Slough, and I did. And then just had a little tangle. I mean, tired team, you know. I mean, you can't ask the world from them, so they did their best.
As the finishers greeted people and snacked their dogs, there was another surprise. Fahler proposed to his girlfriend, Liz Raines. The two met in 2018, when Raines was covering the Iditarod for KTVA News. Though they discussed the prospect, Raines said the timing of the proposal came as a surprise.
I did not really register what was happening at first. I don't know where he put it because his parka doesn't have any pockets.
As if all of this wasn't enough excitement for a chilly Sunday morning, there was another nail-biter for 4th and 5th place between 2 Iditarod champions. Jeff King and Yor Olson were running so close that it was impossible to make out where one's team of dogs ended and the others began.
Here they come!
By a distance of about 12 feet, Jeff King came in ahead of Olson. Beneath a mustache frozen solid with ice, King said it was basically an accident that he'd been able to maintain his lead.
York kind of caught me napping. If he had had his light out earlier, I don't think I'd have seen him until he caught me. But that was fun.
The Kuskokwim 300 wraps up with a banquet Monday night. In Bethel, I'm Zachariah Hughes.